Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, family. It's Brother Dayoel. Thank you again for joining us for our weekly Torah portion reading. They will be picking up in the book of Genesis, or Bereshit, chapter 5, starting at verse 1. And it reads, "This is the book of the generations of Adam, in the day that Elohim created man. In the likeness of Elohim made he him. Male and female created he them, and called their name Adam, in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years, and begat a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth. In the days of Adam, after he had begotten Seth, were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. All the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And Seth lived 105 years, and begat Enosh. And Seth lived after he begat Enosh 807 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. And Enosh 90 years, and begat Cainan. And Enosh lived after he begat Cainan 815 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enosh were 905 years, and he died. And Cainan lived 70 years, and begat Mahalalel. And Cain lived after he begat Mahalalel 840 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Cain Cainan 910 years, and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years, and begat Jared. And Mahalalel lived after he begat Jared 830 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch. And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 902 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years, and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with Elohim after he begat Methuselah 300 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 305 years. And Enoch walked with Elohim, and he was not, for Elohim took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years, and begat Lamech. and Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 702 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. And Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son. And he called his son, he called his name Noah, saying, "This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hand, because of the ground which Yahweh hath cursed." And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 595 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Bereshit chapter 6, verse 1. When men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of Elohim saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of which they chose. And Yahweh said, "My spirit shall not always strive with man, but that also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of Elohim came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, old men of renown. And Yahweh saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented Yahweh that he made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And Yahweh said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air. But it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah grace in the eyes of Yahweh. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with Elohim. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Also was corrupt before Elohim, and the earth was filled with violence. And Elohim looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And Elohim said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Brooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, and the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shalt thou set it in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee, and of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee, shall be male and female, of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind. Of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee, so to keep them alive to thee, of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that Elohim commanded him to do. Genesis chapter 7, verse 1. And Elohim, and Yahweh said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, that are not clean by two, the male and his female, of fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of the earth. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth, 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according unto all that Yahweh commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his son, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, into the ark because of the waters of the flood. Of clean beasts, and of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, Noah, into the ark, the male and the female, as Elohim had commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. And the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And the self same day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark. They and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in, male and female of all flesh, as Elohim had commanded him. And Yahweh shut him in. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was bare up above the earth, and the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth. And the ark went upon the face of the waters, and the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth. All the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered 15 cubits upward. Did the waters prevail? And the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth. Every creeping thing that touches upon the earth, and every man. And all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land, died. And every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, and the creeping things, and the fowl of the heaven. And they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. Chapter 8, Samuel, Bereshit, verse 1. And Elohim remembered Noah and every living thing, and all the cattle that was with him, and in the ark. And Elohim made a wind to pass over the earth and the waters assuaged, subsided, and the water subsided. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained, and the waters returned from off the earth continually. And after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated upon the mountains of Ararat, and the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th day of the month, where the tops of the mountains seen. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. And he sent forth a raven which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. And he sent also a dove with him. See if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for her soul of her foot. And she returned unto him into the ark. For the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then his hand and took her and pulled her in unto him into the ark. And he stayed yet another 7 days. And again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came in evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf. Plucked off, so no one knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. And he stayed yet another 7 days and sent forth the dove, which returned not again and unto him any more. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first day of the month. The waters were dried up from off the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark. And looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. And in the second month, on the 7th and 20th day of the month, the earth dried. And Elohim spake unto Noah, saying, and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee, bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee of all flesh, but of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, and of every creeping thing, that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his son, and his wife, and his son's wives with him. Every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth after their kind. And Noah builded an altar
unto Yahweh, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offering on the altar. And Yahweh smelled a sweet savor. And Yahweh said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore everything living as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Bereshit, chapter 9, verse 1. And Elohim blessed Noah and his son, and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth. And the fear of you, and the dread of you, shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, all the fishes of the sea, into your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you. Even as the green herb have I given you all things. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat. And surely your blood of your lives will I require at the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man, and at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of Elohim made he man. And you, be ye fruitful and multiply. Bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply. And Elohim spake unto Noah, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, of the cattle, and of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth, and I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off anymore by the waters of a flood, neither shall there be any, neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And Elohim said, this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with for perpetual generation. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between Elohim and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And Elohim said unto Noah, this is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. And the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah. And of them was the whole earth overspread. And Noah began to be a husbandman, and he planted a vineyard, and he drank of the wine, and was drunken, and he was covered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, he was uncovered within his tent. Verse 22. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, two brethren without. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and went backwards and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were backwards, and they saw not their face. And Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done. And he said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren. And he said, blessed be Yahweh, Elohim of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Elohim shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem. And Canaan shall not, and Canaan shall be his servant. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years, and all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. Okay, family. That concludes our Torah portion reading for this week. Hope you enjoyed it. Once again, it's just good to hear the word of the Most High. This is Brother Daywell. Thank you for joining us. Yahweh bless you and keep you. I bid you shalom.